Joined now by RNZ business reporter Ananzaki. Kia ora, Anan, a property firm has some plans to expand.
Kia ora to you, Marnie. Yes, property developer Winton Capital is looking to raise up to $400 million and considering a stock exchange listing to fund ambitious expansion plans. The low-profile business has a long-term view and is looking to fund a broad range of developments it has on the cards, including housing, apartments and retirement villages. Here's our business editor, Giles Beckford.
Winton's founder and chief executive, Chris Meehan, says they're following the example of successful Australian operators such as Mirvac and Stockland. The company's taking a multi-decade look ahead and considering the best financial structure to deliver its goals. Among the options being considered are stock exchange listing, a substantial cornerstone shareholder, or private equity investment. However, existing shareholders have committed to stay on. Winton's board has been refreshed with new directors, including Julian Cook, the former head of retirement village company Somerset. The company is looking to develop more than 7,000 units of various types throughout the country and has extensive land holdings around Christchurch, Auckland and central Otago.
Medical property investor Vital Healthcare is raising $140 million to buy a cancer treatment facility in South Australia. The company has bought a centre in Adelaide for nearly $93 million Australian dollars as part of its diversification plan. It's raising $115 million through a placement of shares with investment funds, with a further $25 million offer to small shareholders. Vital's fund manager Aaron Hockley says the trust will look to expand the facility.
It's a core, well-leased property. It's leased to some of the leading cancer treatment providers in Adelaide, and it provides core rental growth for our unit holders of 3.5% per annum. So it's a leading, well-leased asset in a core location for us.
The new units are being issued at $2.90 a unit, a 3.7% discount from yesterday's closing price. Just days after ticking off an investment company for potentially misleading adverts, the Financial Markets Authority has released new investment advertising guidelines. Last week, property investor Duval Group was ordered to withdraw adverts that were likely to mislead or deceive investors. It says ads should be truthful, accurately reflect the risk associated with the product, minimise the use of confusing jargon, and should not overemphasise performance. The regulator also says all relevant information should be disclosed in an advert, including all relevant fees. The FMA's Director of Supervision, James Gregg, says some advertising is restricted by its formats, such as banners on websites, but says click-through ads should not create a misleading impression. New Zealand's gas industry needs about $1.6 billion of investment over the next 8 years to ensure a steady supply. The Gas Industry Company report to the government says the industry needs certainty, clarity and confidence to make the necessary investments. It says gas supplies will decline faster than desirable without investment. Gas Industry Chief Executive Andrew Knight says a steady and adequate supply of gas is needed to back up electricity generation.
We identified a couple of matters where the industry needs to make sure we're continuing to work together to A, ensure the investment is occurring in a timely way, and B, ensure that the right structures and relationships will be in place well in advance of when they're required to make sure the gas is made available for electricity.
And is it necessary? In other words, do we need that investment in order to supply the natural gas?
During the transition period, until enough renewable energy is built and battery solutions are developed, do we think gas plays a very important role to ensure security of supply?
Gas Industry Chief Executive Andrew Knight talking to Nona Peltier. The Infrastructure Commission says the government should be looking to lessen the need for large-scale infrastructure projects. In a draft strategy to the government, the Commission says population growth will put significant strain on roads, cities and electricity networks. The Commission's General Manager of Strategy, Jeff Cooper, says there are smaller options than trying to fund all the projects being suggested.
And that's things like energy efficient measures, things like home insulation or double glazing, which can prevent the need for infrastructure from occurring in the first place. Education, which could be something like educating to reduce recycling contamination. Regulation, that could be something like banning difficult to recycle products so they don't enter the waste stream. Or pricing policies that could include things like real-time spot pricing in energy markets, volumetric charging in water markets, congestion charging or indeed waste levies.
Jeff Cooper says all the projects being touted could cost up to $31 billion a year, double our current spending. Now, with the latest from the financial markets, we're joined by Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Kia ora, Michael. We'll start off there with the New Zealand market.
Good afternoon, Anand. Well, we've seen equity markets globally trend sideways this week, and so far today that's exactly what is occurring locally. The NZX 50 is currently up 9 points to 13,005. Gainers today include A2 Milk, which is up 33 cents or 5% to $6.48, and Fonterra, which is up 6 cents to $3.91. In the red today are Tourism Holdings, down 4 cents to $2.75. Mercury Energy down 11 cents to $6.36, and Stride Property down 5 cents to $2.42.
And we'll have the headlines from the Australian 200.
The ASX 200 has opened slightly weaker and is currently down 18 points to 7,261.
And how's the New Zealand dollar tracking?
The Kiwi is weaker against all our major trading partners today and is currently buying 69.30 US cents. 94.31 Australian cents, 51.01 British pence, 60 euro cents, 78.69 Japanese yen, and 4.47 Chinese yuan.
And finally, interest rates, oil and gold.
The 90-day bank bill is currently at 0.71%. Brent crude is at $83.42 a barrel, and gold is at $1,760 an ounce.
Thank you very much, Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. And that is business for now. We'll bring you a wrap of the day's latest news and numbers in Checkpoint after the 5:30 news.